America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got an outstanding hour lined up for you, and we're going to be joined by one of my favorite guests in the automotive world. He is an esteemed automotive journalist, having spent many years behind the desk at Car and Driver magazine, and also more recently was the auction coverage guy for the Orlando Sentinel. And Steve is also not only an expert in the realm of motorsports, but also travels to a lot of the new vehicle events as well. So we're going to talk to him about Geneva. We're going to talk to him about some of the recent drives that he's had the opportunity to pilot. And, of course, we're going to talk about motorsports. It's been a big motorsports weekend down here in the great state of Florida. Steve, I know you've been very busy out at the track the last couple of days. It must have been crazy.
Oh, Bob, it still is. I was at Sebring the last few days for the 12 hours. I got home about 4 a.m. Last night, and then headed down to Gainesville for the NHRA race. And I'm on the way home from that now. We just had the finals. They were over about an hour and a half ago, so I beat feet out to the car and got to get home and do some writing. But, yeah, it's been a great weekend. A typical Florida weather this time of the year. Good weather for racing, whether it's drag racing or whether it's going left and right on the 3.74-mile track down at Sebring.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see. Since I've been down here in Florida since the beginning of December, how much there is. I know you've mentioned this to me before, but something like 50 out of 52 weeks per year, there's actually racing of some kind going on right here in the state of Florida.
That's true, Bob. In Central Florida, if you don't care whether you're going to an autocross or a oval track race or a drag race or something, there is just almost every week, there's two or three things going on, whether it's a go-kart race or whatever. I mean, right now, I hate to tell our friends up north, it's sunny and 83 on the way home right now. And I know all the years I spent in Detroit, I'm kind of glad I'm not there after the winter those guys have had up there, the worst in 30 years. And I've been down here in Florida quite a bit longer than you have. I came here for a year, and that was 12 years ago. And I'll tell you, it's kind of addictive. I miss the snow. I miss the action of the automotive scene up in Detroit. But, man, I don't know if I would want to go back and scrape snow and watch my car rust to the ground. We have hurricanes down here. I hope you never get to experience one of those, because I was down here when we had four in 1 year, and that was plenty. So it's kind of hard to ask people to feel sorry for you when you're down here at this time of the year and it's 80 degrees and you're watching drag racing in shorts and a T-shirt.
That's right. Nothing to complain about. And Florida has also become a real mecca for auctions. Of course, this weekend there was one, Auctions America, down in Fort Lauderdale. We got Barrett Jackson coming up. Their Palm Beach event is coming up in April. And last weekend, the Amelia Island Concours up in Jacksonville, Florida. And there were three different auctions there. So Florida seems to be becoming more and more kind of a hotbed of automotive activity.
It really is, Bob. There's so many people that retire down here, especially from Detroit, from Chicago. Maybe they've got a car collection. Maybe they've always wanted a Corvette convertible and knew that if you live in Detroit, you get 3 or 4 months use out of it. And down here, it's a 12-month car. So this is really an automotive and a motorcycle savvy area. And we've just got Bike Week winding up in Daytona right now. But it's practically Bike Week down here, 52 weeks of the year, judging on how much riding goes on. If you like motorized vehicles, being no matter what it is, Of course, we've got the Sun and Fun Fly-In Air Show over in Lakeland, which is only number two to the one in Oshkosh. If you like motorized stuff like you and I do, you know, I don't really care what it is, but as long as it's some sort of transportation, man, we're living in a pretty good place, you know, if you just want that much entertainment. And there's just literally something to do every weekend down here.
Yeah, as you said to me a number of years back, you once counted up, like 50 out of 52 weeks per year, there's some sort of racing going on. And I had no idea that there was so much dirt racing going on here in the state of Florida, but that seems to be a really big thing, Steve.
Yeah, people don't even realize that Speed Weeks in Daytona, which, you know, kind of starts with the Rolex 24 hours at the end of January and technically ends with the Daytona 500 in the middle of February, that we've got maybe 8 or 10, not just dirt tracks, there's a couple of paved tracks like the one over in New Smyrna. And those guys run, you know, from January, they run almost every night until the Daytona 500. That, you know, there's a lot of guys like the Dillon brothers, Ty and Austin, who are now running in NASCAR. Those kids, you know, they cut their teeth on dirt modifieds. And sure enough, if you want to meet them, you're not going to necessarily meet them at Daytona. You're going to meet them over at Volusia County Speedway, where they're going to be racing. Kenny Schrader's there. Kenny Wallace is there. Tony Stewart, not racing right now, of course, because he was injured, but owns some of the teams there. You'll probably see him around. That's one of the things I love about racing, Bob, is that, you know, it's on so many different levels, and it's something that you and I can do, maybe not well, maybe not on that level, but, you know, we can get out there and thrash around. And even if you can't do it, you can dream about it, because it's such an accessible sport, you know, on any level. We've got drag racing, not only in the NHRA this weekend, but there's four or five good drag strips in northern Florida that we've got down here. And, you know, I hate to brag about the state, but if you want motorized entertainment, like I said, we're living in a pretty good spot.
Absolutely, no question about it. When we come back here from our upcoming break, I want to talk to you about the happenings of this past weekend and week in Sebring, as well as take a page back to Daytona and talk a little bit more about Bike Week. And then, of course, you are recently over in Geneva, so I can't wait to hear about that. And we haven't visited with you since you got the opportunity to drive that ultimate Ralph Gilles special, the TA, the Track Attack variant.
Oh, yeah.
The Viper. I got to hear about that. That's all going to be coming up here.
One of the things I love about the Viper that we can drive, more powerful than the one that they race at Sebring, because, you know, it's so powerful that the horsepower down by 200 to actually race the car.
Isn't that amazing? And there, it seems like this year there's been a whole lot of different changes in all different sanctions of racing, Steve. Even on the Formula One side of the fence, I understand that they've tweaked the engines there significantly.
Yeah, they raced, of course, this weekend for the first time this year with this new engine formula, and they kind of made a mistake during testing of playing back-to-back the old engine from last year and the new engine from this year. The sound was a shriek, a shrill, just a blood-curdling scream before, and now it almost sounds like your lawnmower. I'm not really a fan of either one. I kind of like it in the middle, but they've kind of gone a little bit too far. It's almost a little bit too reserved right now. But F1's going to be interesting to watch this year. It sounds like the Red Bull team with Vettel not dominating like they did the year or two before. So I think it's going to be a good F1 season to watch if you want to see some new faces in victory lane, maybe.
And when we come back, we'll talk to you a little bit more about some of these changes in various racing seasons. And as I said, we'll do a little recap of all the events that have been going on around Sebring down here in Florida. You're listening to Auto World live across North America.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Our very special guest in this hour is one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is an esteemed journalist contributing to Car and Driver, Auto Week, as well as the Tribune Circuit, the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, and much, much more. Stephen Cole Smith joins us, and we're talking motorsports. We're going to be talking about the Geneva Motor Show. We're going to be talking about the Viper TA and lots more. But before we get into Sebring, explain to myself as well as the listeners joining us around North America about these F1 changes. I remember so well being at Monterey a number of years back when Ferrari was being saluted at the Laguna Seca racetrack, and they brought their Formula One cars, and that the whooping sound that's so much a part of Formula One has been eliminated because they've gone to an entirely different power plant configuration. Steve, what are they doing exactly in F1? Looks like we lost Steve. All right, well, Matt will get him back on the line with us here. And meanwhile, we still have a trivia question left over from a prior hour of the broadcast. And we've almost got it nailed down, so let's see if we can completely get it. People are getting closer and closer. The Italian auto manufacturer Pantera partnered up with the Ford Motor Company and did a high-performance car in the early 1970s, sold through your Lincoln dealership. What was the name of this particular model? It was a Di Tommaso branded model. What was the name of the particular model that was sold at your Lincoln dealership? I'm thinking about 1971, 1972, something like that. The telephone, again, toll-free, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. When we get Steve back on the line with us, we'll talk to him about some more motorsport stuff. And as I said, Steve also recently attended the big show over in Geneva, a show I've never been to, the International Auto Show, which kind of bridges the gap between the Chicago Auto Show for journalists and the New York International Auto Show, which is going to be coming up just before Easter, the press days, sometime in the middle of April. We've got all that to look forward to. But in the meantime, Matt, have we got Steve back yet? Looks like we don't have Steve back with us. So,
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Steve, you're back with us. That's great. Fantastic. Explain to our listeners a little bit about these engine changes that have occurred at F1. Have they gone to a significantly smaller displacement engine? What are some of the things that they've done to enhance the series, in their words, for 2014?
Well, supposedly all these changes, and I apologize for losing me. The one thing about Florida I will not brag about is the cell coverage. I have to lean just the right way and then set my mouth to even get a signal in my own little home office. But essentially, every reason they make a change in motorsports, it seems like, is to ostensibly save money, but it never works out that way. They were saying that these new Formula One engines are the most expensive engines ever built for a race car. And even though they're slower and they don't sound as good as the older engines, supposedly, in the long run, they should save some money. It's for the same way that IndyCar did when they went down to the V6 turbocharged engines. The good news is maybe the engines in 10 years won't be that expensive, but the bad news is you have to throw away everything that you have now. So there's a lot of changes in Formula One, not just the engine. They've got new regenerative brake packages, what they usually call KERS, where you get a little bit of extra boost from a battery-powered motor, and it recharges based on the brakes and the rear end. And it's so complicated now, Bob. It's amazing that these cars can actually make it around the track without blowing up. And apparently some of them can't. There was some talk that, there were people worried that there would be no cars finishing the race in Australia, that the attrition wasn't as bad as we were afraid. But, there's some teams watching the Lotus team during practice, and those poor guys could not make a lap without some kind of a warning sensor going off. But when you spend multi-millions of dollars on a vehicle and it really doesn't go any faster, it really doesn't make a difference to the people in the stands, you have to wonder why you're running, the new technology for technology's sake. Give you an example. The new Chevrolet Corvette C7R that runs at Sebring and ran at Daytona, it's a brand new car. But I was talking to them, and they said, yeah, it's a brand new car, but it's the same engine. And I said, why are you running the same engine? And they said, because we would be limited to an engine size and limited to horsepower. So if we came out with a brand new engine that had 200 more horsepower, they would just cut us down 200 horsepower. So what's the point of building an entire new power plant where we would be limited to the horsepower we have now? And those cars, it's about 450. And as you know, the Viper and the Corvette, especially especially the new Z06, have well over that. So, you know, it's amazing in sports cars that a car you can buy, you can drive the track, and you're driving there in a car with 100 or 200 more horsepower than the car on the track. So I guess you can afford to do that kind of stuff. But in sports cars and in NASCAR, you know, we're still running pushrod V8 engines. And, yeah, they finally, a couple of years ago, gave them fuel injection, which sort of, you know, brought them right up into the 20th century. So, but the fans in the stands, you know, they don't know if it's fuel injection or carbureted or they're supercharged. All they know is they've got cars going around at a couple hundred miles an hour, and they're happy with that. So, you know, Formula One making changes just for change's sake, man, I'm glad I'm not having to write the check to support some of those teams.
I can understand completely. Let's talk about Sebring, which is, of course, now called Mobil 1, 12 hours of Sebring fuel by Fresh from Florida. And it occurred just over the last few days, March 12th through the 15th. Many people consider this, Steve, to be America's greatest sports car race. What are your thoughts about that statement?
Well, I wouldn't argue with that. Certainly there's two, the 24 hours of Daytona, which we have at the end of January. That starts out not only the sports car season, but the racing season in general. And then the next race is about 6 weeks later, this 12 hours of Sebring. Before, Bob, as you know, they've been two completely separate races in the sense that the Grand Am Series sanctions the 24 hours, and the American Le Mans Series sanctions the Sebring race. And even though there may be Corvettes and Vipers and prototypes in both, they're not the same ones. They're not the same cars. This year they are, because in 2012 they decided they would merge the series. Last year they spent all year long trying to figure out how to do it, and they got the merger done by Daytona. So all the sports cars, just as we had Champ Car and IndyCar a few years ago merge into IndyCar, they all merged into the two-door United Sports Car Championship, two-door, T-U-D-O-R, of course, being a watch brand that Rolex builds. And the merger, yeah, it was a merger, but it was a merger sort of the way Fiat and Chrysler merged. Yeah, it was a merger, but all the checks say Fiat on it now. So all the checks in the sports car series say NASCAR. NASCAR and the Grand Am Series took it over and sort of has taken it over with the NASCAR mentality in mind.
Wow. Straight ahead, more with Steve Smith. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
The Corvettes, indeed, were running at Sebring. Stephen Cole Smith is with us, one of the great motorsports experts in all of the world, contributor to Auto Week magazine, Car and Driver magazine, as well as the Chicago Tribune, New York Times. And, Steve, you're at the 12 hours of Sebring when all is said and done. It looks like the folks at Ford should be quite happy.
Well, I'll say, Bob, this new EcoBoost V6 engine turbocharged has a lot of parts that you can get from your regular 3.5 liter, whether it's in a Ford Explorer or a Ford Taurus. They're really proud of how production-based this engine is. And it came out very late in the year. It was a little bit of a surprise. Ford had a regular conventional V8 that they'd run in the sports car series. So a little bit of a surprise that they had this engine, and even a bigger surprise that the Ganassi team, the two-car Ganassi team that has won the Grand Am Championship in Daytona repeatedly over the last few years with Scott Pruitt, Memo Rojas, and those guys, that they dropped BMW and picked up Ford, a completely unproven engine. They did not have a great Daytona. That was the first race for it. But, man, they came back, and Sebring was a completely different race than Daytona. Daytona, essentially, when you have all the cars from the Grand Am Series, the American Le Mans Series, you put them all together, you know you're going to have some what they call performance balancing to do. And they didn't do that great of a job at Daytona. We had a Corvette prototype sit on the pole, and then first, second, third, and fourth in the race were four different Corvette prototypes. So the Corvettes basically had the real advantage there over the other engines and the P2 cars, which is the formula car or the prototype cars that came from the America Le Mans series. Those guys use Honda engines, Mazda, some of the others. And it's they balanced them pretty well at Sebring. We had the Corvette that won at Daytona. Yeah, it was the fast qualifier, but the best it could do was third. We had the Fords with Ganassi win, and we had one of the P2 cars from the American Le Mans Series with Scott Sharp and a Ryan Dial, a Honda-powered car, come in second, and that was after the fastest car on the track. Ryan Dial was knocking out laps that were almost a full second faster than the car that won, but at the end, they just couldn't quite catch him. So the balance of power is pretty good. They've got, I think they did a really good job of getting everybody on the same page. And when you're running like the GT Le Mans series, you've got Corvettes with V8s, you've got Vipers with V10s, you've got Aston Martins with V12s, you've got six-cylinder BMWs, you've got all this stuff, or rather Porsches. You've got to balance all that, and you do it by weight, you do it by intakes, which means a little bit less air and fuel gets to go in the engine, and you do it with fuel tank size, meaning that a guy that's really fast, maybe just to carry less fuel, has to make one more pit stop than somebody else does. And they pretty much got it right at Sebring. There was a lot of very close competition there.
Overall, how would you rate this year's race compared to other years?
Well, this is the first year we haven't had the guys from Europe come over and cherry pick. We've had Audi and Peugeot consider Sebring essentially a shakedown for the 24 hours of Le Mans, which is, of course, in the spring. They were not able to come back this year because of their class, the Prototype 1 class, has been eliminated. So the problem with that in the past is that these guys come over, win the American Le Mans Series first race, embarrass everybody else, and then go home. So, you know, it seems like they were running in the about 1:43 laps last year, whereas this year the fastest laps were about 1:52, a lot slower because the cars aren't as fast, and they're not supposed to be as fast. But the competition is a lot better. With last year with the two Audis, the only real question was which Audi would win, and everybody else is running for third place. This year, there was at least 10 or 15 cars that conceivably could have won the race. So I think competition-wise, it was better. A good number of fans, they don't release a figure, I'm guessing 80,000. That's pretty healthy for a sports car race. 64-car field. Overall, I think a very healthy weekend for sports car racing in America.
Let's turn our attention to the 2014 Geneva International Auto Show. This is an auto show that I have never had the opportunity to attend, and I've always wanted to because it seems like when it comes to the European shows, this is kind of neutral territory for the car makers, and Frankfurt is, of course, very German centric, and some of the other car happenings and around the world tend to be very much influenced by the area in which they are held. But you know, typical of Switzerland, this tends to be neutral territory.
You're exactly right, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to go. I've never been either. You think about it, just about every auto show, whether it's Detroit or Frankfurt or Tokyo, there is a home team. You go to Frankfurt, and it's the Germans, you know, the Porsche, BMW, Mercedes guys, the Audi guys. They're all battling it out, seeing who can outspend each other. Same thing in Tokyo with the Japanese, in Detroit with the Americans. Like you said, there's no home team in the Geneva show, so you've got everybody on equal footing. Yeah, there's a couple of Swiss automakers, but they're one-off, kind of bizarre companies that really you probably have never heard of. I saw a lot of stuff I'd never heard of. And Bob, I was over there with Jeep to look at the new Renegade, and that was a very cool little vehicle. It's smaller than the Jeep Wrangler. It's Fiat-based, I'm guessing maybe $20,000 starting price. I really like this thing, and it has a shot at being a niche car the way the Volkswagen Beetle and the Scion XB and the Mini did or when they first came over. But, man, it's just the whole Swiss show in Geneva. You walk around, and, Bob, these are the cars that you and I designed in study hall when we were about 10 years old. And I'll give you an example of one, and it'll be very easy to visualize because it's exactly how I'm going to describe it. Imagine a Ferrari V8 engine with a transmission, with two wheels stuck in the front, two wheels stuck in the back, a motorcycle seat, and a set of handlebars on it.
Oh, that sounds
cool. Is that not the kind of stuff that we drew in study hall? You know, great big engines with a little seat and little tires, and that's
so
what
true.
This thing was. And you look at it, and it's just amazing. You know, the companies you never heard of, I don't know who buys them, but they're all very, very well done, very well built. And there's everything from an enormous white limousine-looking thing that may be one of the biggest cars I've ever seen to tiny micro cars. And then everybody else is there, too, all the major manufacturers are there, Corvette, came with the new Z06. They had one of their race cars over there because, of course, Le Mans is coming up pretty soon, and Geneva's not that far from it. Downstairs, they had a Le Mans exhibit where they had 22 winners from Le Mans over the past 70 or 80 years. It's a fascinating exhibit. But overall, it's just a really fun show. You can see it in one day, and it's I think I spent more time in the air than I did at the show, but I had a great time. It was there was some great stuff there, including the new Porsche hybrid race car that will be at Le Mans. You know, there's the little BMW 1 and 2 Series and 4 Series. There was a new Mercedes S-Class there. A lot of important stuff. I'm not sure Geneva traditionally has as many new car introductions as they did this year. But like you said, it's sort of the bridge between the Chicago show and the New York show. So if you've got something to show off, especially if you're in Europe, it's a good place to do it because you know you're not going to be overshadowed by the home team, by the Germans or by the Japanese, because everybody's on equal footing.
Absolutely. This Jeep Renegade, I'm looking at pictures of it right now. I think they've done a really good job styling-wise with this, putting in some of the Jeep cues. And when you look at what they're using for architecture and what they're looking at using for engines, and, of course, the 9-speed automatic transmission is going to be optional. And it's already trail-rated in Renegade Trailhawk form, so there's no question we're going to see this Jeep here in the United States.
Yeah, we'll see it sooner rather than later, before the end of the year, I think. And it's something they need. The Jeep Compass and the Jeep, what was the other? The little Jeep.
The Patriot, yeah. The Patriot Jeep, yeah, needed to be replaced. When we come back on the other side, don't go away. We're going to have more with Stephen Cole Smith.
Nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
One of the easiest trivia questions I've had out there for a long, long time finally has been solved. It's Peter in Missouri. The DiTommaso Pantera was sold at your neighborhood Lincoln dealer in the early 1970s, a collaboration between the Italian automaker and the Ford Motor Company with the 351 Cleveland V8 midship. We're going to get your prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. Stephen Cole Smith is with us. Stephen is an esteemed automotive journalist, and we're talking all about the recently held media days of the Geneva Motor Show. And Steve, I wanted to get your take on the third generation of the Audi TT. I wasn't a big fan of the first generation. Actually owned for a few years was why my wife's car, a second generation one, which was a 3.6 liter six-speed manual car, and quite a quick car to say the least. And this third generation is very evolutionary in style, and I understand it's got a very unique interior. And somebody wrote, and I kind of got a kick out of this one, it harkens back to the days when your car wasn't expected to check your Facebook or make dinner reservations for you.
Absolutely. You know, the TT has always had, and Audi in general, I think have sort of led the class when it comes to interior trim. I know a lot of stylists benchmark the Audi interiors. Even that original TT, as bizarre as it was, remember the baseball stitching leather? It was really a great looking car inside. And I was a little disappointed in the exterior of this new TT. I think, you know, whether you liked or hated the first one, it really was distinctive. It really did sort of make a statement. And the TT since then, as you said, has been pretty much evolutionary. And I was kind of hoping this one, maybe they would step out and really make a change. You know, the new Volkswagen Beetle, you know it's a Beetle. It looks a little bit like the last Beetle, but I think they did a fantastic job of making it look like different car. I saw a base model just the other day, and man, it looked like someone had taken a five-year-old Beetle and hot rotted it, you know, lowered it, widened it. And I was kind of hoping for the same effect with the TT, but I didn't get it. Again, the interior, they keep doing things that other people talk about doing or do on their show cars, but don't necessarily do on their regular cars. But I tell you, interiors, I just drove the new Tahoe Suburban Denali on a trip out in California, and those guys have even in that truck, have now interiors that are on par with anything in the world. I mean, it's I think the Americans and especially have realized how important that, you know, yeah, the exterior is great, but the only time we actually look at the car is walking up to it and walking away from it. We spend a lot more time actually sitting in the seats, touching the leather, touching the steering wheel knobs, you know, the steering wheel, the gear shift lever. I think they finally realized that that is where they've got to put the value for cars. Audi led the way, but I think they've a lot of people have come along and upgraded the interiors in almost every area to where now even a small car looks pretty luxurious inside.
So true. Geneva also saw the introduction of a revised Ferrari California called a T, which stands for turbos. It's got a new 3.9-liter twin-turbo V8 making 552 horsepower, 557 pound-feet of torque, and it definitely looks better than the last California, but people have always kind of beat up this California ever since it was introduced, but I never had the chance to drive one, but stylistically, it didn't upset me as much as many other people.
Yeah, it's sort of, for Ferrari, almost a traditional look, and I think that turns off some people and excites other people. It's, you know, there was so much fantastic stuff at Geneva that anywhere else a car like the California would have absolutely stopped traffic, but it was an easy car to walk by. You know, we had the new Lamborghini Huracan there. We had other sports cars around that were either one-offs or production models. You know, we had the new Koenigsegg there, which is probably the fastest car in the world made in Europe. We don't see many of them here. I've driven the car before, and it was almost undrivable at any speed under 100 miles an hour, which is kind of strange. But I think the Ferrari, I think, you know, if you put it in the right setting and the right color, it's probably going to be a gorgeous car. But it did not jump out. It did not steal the show at Geneva, I don't think.
And this Lamborghini vehicle, which is spelled Huracan, but is actually, as you pronounced it, called the Huracan, I believe, something like that.
I guess.
If
I can afford one, I'm calling it anything I want. So, you know, I'll put the Bob and Steve model on it. You know, but I think if you pay that kind of money, but I think it's a great looking car. I like Lamborghinis that got sort of a theme. You know, kind of a big sort of a mashed puddle look that somehow works for them. And I'm sure this is going to be a great car. I can't wait to drive it. But again, I mean, these really are not my cars. They're really not my people. I'm a little more blue collar than that. I can admire them. But even if I won the lottery, I think maybe a Corvette or a Viper is just about as exotic as I would get.
I understand completely. And speaking of the Viper, tell us a little bit about your experience driving that Time Attack Edition, the very special limited edition meant for folks that spend more time on the track than they do driving on roads.
I tell you, it's kind of like the old Jay Leno line when he got out of one of the Porsches, that if your, you know what, lasts more than 4 hours, you should consult a physician. It's kind of that way with the Viper. I mean, for some reason, I mean, you remember how crude the original Viper was. It was hot.
Yeah.
It was miserable. It was loud. But for some reason, the car just spoke to me. And even though they've always been hard to get in and out of, once I'm in there, I'm very comfortable. It's like they built the car for me. And I keep waiting for prices to go down on the original Vipers, and it seems like they get down to around $25,000 and just stop. So I'll probably never be able to afford one. But this new Viper, I mean, the only thing you can say against the Viper is that you can buy two Corvettes for the price of one Viper. Other than that, I think the Viper is my favorite car. A lot of people can't imagine driving it on a daily basis. I would love to have the opportunity to be beat up by driving a stiffly suspended Viper. I love the car. I think that, talk about a company that's got it right on the interior after years of having an interior that looked more like it belonged in a Dodge Ram truck. They've really got that right. I wish the car was selling better. I wish that they had not raised the price as high as, you know, you can't even touch one for under $100,000. And it used to be a fairly reasonably priced car for what amounts to an exotic. But, you know, the funny thing about Vipers is if we're lucky enough to get into a Lamborghini Lamborghini or a Ferrari, and you're driving down the highway, you get some pretty snide looks from, say, truck drivers or or other people. But, man, if you're driving a Viper, even the truck drivers are rolling down the windows, putting the thumbs up and giving you honks. And same thing with Corvette. So, you know, to me, like I said, exotic is when I can still get the car serviced at my local Chevrolet or Dodge dealer, I'm happy. And I'd be happy with either one of those two cars. America has really set the mark for affordable performance. And affordable, hard to say $51,000 for a Corvette, $100,000 for a Viper is affordable. But compared to what we were just talking about with the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis, it looks pretty good.
And I just can't wait to see that Z06 variant of the Corvette. I mean, talk about remarkable when you stop and think that that vehicle, in many ways, will surpass, according to many sources, the performance of the almighty ZR1 in C6 configuration. That's going to be just one amazing ride, Steve.
Well, as much as it is, imagine what the next ZR1 is going to be, Bob.
I mean,
we're looking at like more than 700 horsepower in a car that you can drive daily to the office and back. I mean, when you and I got in this business, you know, and it looked like we had a future of nothing diesels and Toyota Priuses to look forward to, can you imagine we would have, even a V6 Mustang with Camaros with well over 300 horsepower in the base models? And, you know, that they could even figure how to put a 700 horsepower engine in a car and still get decent fuel mileage and dependability and drivability to where, 700, 600 horsepower, you know, those were dreams years ago. Those were absolute top-of-the-line race cars, and now we can buy them at a local dealer. I mean, this really is the good old days right now. If you've got the money, I mean, you've never had this level of performance available to you in a car that's still comfortable, still has air conditioning, still has a good stereo to listen to, and still has a dependability where it's going to start every time you put the key in it.
So well said, Steve. Now's the time. So for all those fortunate folks, go out there and get yourself one of these cool cars. And if you have oodles and boodles of money, buy one for Steve and myself, okay?
Absolutely.
Steve, my friend, thank you so much for spending an hour with us. We'll do this again real soon, and I'll talk with you off air one of these days real soon, too.
We'll do it, Bob. Always a pleasure. You are a pro.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.